Christ, our perfect pattern in daily living, May 21, in compassion. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick, Matthew 14, 14. Let me point you to the life of Christ, to his compassion, his humility and love, his inexpressible tenderness. You are to copy his example. God has given you life and all the rich blessings that make it enjoyable, and in return he has claims upon you for service, for gratitude, for love, for obedience to his law. These claims are of the first importance and cannot be lightly disregarded, but he requires nothing of you that will not make you happier even in this life. The majesty of heaven identifies his interest with that of suffering humanity. Our associates and companions are in need of heartfelt kindness and tender sympathy. It is impossible to grow up into Christ, our living head, unless we practice the lesson he has given us of sympathy, compassion, and love. It is impossible to reflect the image of Christ unless this love, which is of heavenly birth, is in the soul. No one will pass the portals of the city of God who does not reflect this attribute. One unsanctified act on the part of our Savior would have marred the pattern, and he could not have been a perfect example for us. But although he was tempted in all points like as we are, he was yet without one taint of sin. He proclaims his character by the mouth of the prophet, saying, I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight. All who profess the name of Christ should delight in these things by conversation and conduct, making manifest to the world that they are copying the pattern. Whoever believes in Christ must do the works of Christ. The Lord has been presented before them as one who exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, and these are the fruits that are borne by the genuine Christian.